The writer Richard Price moves back and forth between novels and screenplays set on the battlegrounds of modern cities. He adapted his book Clockers in 1995 for director Spike Lee. Now he brings his novel Freedomland to the screen, with stars Samuel L. Jackson and Julianne Moore. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Freedomland revolves around a carjacking. It's near an African-American housing project, and there's a 4-year-old white boy in the car. And you can sense from the start that this isn't one of those garish, child-in-peril scenarios that unfold almost nightly in TV series. For one thing, the mother, Brenda Martin, played by Julianne Moore, takes an eternity to come out with the news that the car contained her son. She seems beyond hysteria. She's in a sort of infernal fugue state. She stumbled into an emergency room with her palms bloodied, and it falls to the detective in charge, Lorenzo Council, played by Samuel L. Jackson, to squeeze every last drop of information from her. The scene is so frantic that it's almost absurd. Council is trying to get out an all-points bulletin, but Brenda won't help, and even his asthma seems to conspire against him.
Hi, Brenda, your kid. He's a boy, right? How old?
4.
What's his name?
Cody.
Okay, Cody. How old is he?
I just told you.
Oh, that's right. Slow down, Lorenzo. Slow down. 4 years old. Okay. Is he in a car seat?
No.
Seatbelt?
No.
Front or back?
Oh.
The car!
Back.
Okay, hold on one sec. This is Special Investigator 15 to base. Stand by for emergency transmission.
Base, go.
That carjack in the South District, notify all units that there is a male child in the car. A 4-year-old, is it Caucasian? Caucasian male, 4 years old, in the back seat.
He was asleep. He was sick. He was sick.
Hold on, Brenda. Hold on. The child is or was asleep, so he may or may not be visible to pursuing officers. Stand by for further description.
I'm trying to tell him.
What was he wearing, Brenda? What's he wearing?
Your son.
What is your son wearing?
He had a white shirt on. White shirt on.
Light or dark?
White.
Hair?
Short in front and long in black. Back.
Pants or jeans?
Pajama bottoms with stripes.
Pajama bottoms with stripes. Okay. All right, hold on.
It has become all too common for movie makers to exploit the suffering and death of children to ratchet up the dramatic stakes. But Freedomland, which is adapted by Richard Price from his own novel, earns the right to its grueling narrative. It's not a great movie. It's often clumsy and overwrought. But it has a great theme, how social neglect trickles down through desperate and despairing parents to the next generation. The film has two equally important strands, the hunt for the child and the virtual occupation of the projects by the police, who are convinced that they can bully the whereabouts of the carjacker out of the residence. It falls to Jackson's Lorenzo Council to keep the largely white cops and the black residents of the projects from a bloody melee. The director is the former studio boss Joe Roth, who unfortunately has a sledgehammer touch. The camera in the opening scenes in the projects is all jitter and swerve. It's so hyped up that there's nowhere to go for the climax, with the African Americans standing nose to nose with cops in riot gear. The leads hold the movie together. Jackson keeps his features rigid. He channels all his emotions through those eyes, which can incinerate or beseech. He's matched by Edie Falco as an activist who lost her own child a decade earlier. Falco's hair is darkened and chopped short, and she purges all the music from her voice. She plays a woman turned by grief into a high-functioning automaton. During the search for the boy in the woods, she gets Brenda alone and performs a kind of psychic surgery. It's not an interrogation. It's almost an incantation that gets inside Brenda's head. The director doesn't do enough to protect Moore in her climactic scene. The camera is too close. But Moore hits notes of despair that made me feel for her, as an actress and a mother, I mean, having to go to that place. Freedomland builds to a disclosure so wrenching that I literally couldn't listen to it. I'm not boasting of my sensitivity, only suggesting that it might upset people to the point where they'll regret having seen the movie. I didn't regret it. I even forgave it its 4 different endings, because it's clear that Price wants to wring every last drop of hope out of the horror. In Price's most recent fiction, the social reformer's zeal exists side by side with the novelist's drive to document how things work in a dead-end economy. What gives his narratives their urgency and their drama is how the novelist in him constantly tests the reformer's faith. He goes to the worst places imaginable and tries to map the way out.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. We'll close with music by the popular and widely recorded conga player Ray Barreto. He died today. Last month, he was named one of the National Endowment for the Arts' Jazz Masters of 2006. He had undergone heart bypass surgery in January and then had pneumonia. Ray Barreto was 76. This 1958 recording helped establish him. It's Manteca with pianist Red Garland. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.